Hello, Phil.
It's like talking to Hal.
It feels like a seance, which is so perfect for near Halloween. Is Phil with us?
Yeah.
Is Phil in the room?
Well, and what I like is on Skype, when you're not doing the video part, you just have a pulsating initials of the person when they talk.
And like, so is that what you see from me?
Yeah, it says MB, and when you talk, it gets a little bigger, the circle, and then comes back. It's like a heartbeat.
I will try to talk in a way that makes.
Again, I go back to Hal, like, put down that wrench now. There's no reason to be upset.
Daisy, yeah. Daisy. Give me your answer, dude.
Hello.
Yeah.
All right, I'm back. Sorry about that.
No sweat. All right, so are you Mike?
I'm Mike.
Time for
my wife, Kathy, next to me.
Oh, hello. Now I can see half of your head.
Half a head's better than no head,
that's
for sure.
True. Mostly I do things half-assed, so it's slightly different.
Well, if you know what end is up, Monty.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, with Mike Austin and Catherine Austin from Austin Brothers Valley Farm in Belchertown. Catherine, what kind of farm do you have?
We raise beef cattle.
How many head of cattle do you got there, Mike?
There's always somewhere around 100 here.
How long have you been doing this?
On the beef cow side, we've been doing this since 06. Farm's been here 131 years, and so we're working on 7 generations.
What did the other 6 generations before you do on that farm?
Milk cows.
We've talked many times with Phil about the trials and tribulations of dairy farmers. The U.S. government can somehow regulate the price of milk, but not the price of medicine, and it pushes a lot of dairy farmers on a smaller scale out of that business. So what made you want to continue with cows, but then just moving from a dairy perspective to a beef perspective?
I've been passionate about cows and cattle and farming since I was a young kid. I did milk cows all my life till I was about 32 or 3, and finances weren't going to work for that. We knew we had to do something. So we switched into feeding cattle and retailing the beef, kind of morphed into everything that we do here today. Selling the beef, selling our hay, farming the land, just getting away from the milk company telling us what they're going to give us for our product.
Right. Which, again, I mentioned is like, it's not necessarily up to the milk company. It's regulated above and beyond them in a way that seems completely unfair to small farms and farmers.
Mike, we were talking a little bit about, you know, how's the pandemic affected you? And actually, you've had the experience, you and Catherine, that people are like, oh, there's a farm here. They grow food that we can buy from them. And the stops and shops in the world were not coming through at certain points. And that has been an opportunity for you, hasn't it?
Certainly has. Winter months are generally a little slower for us on the beef side. People don't think about grilling so much in January, February, March. So our freezers were pretty well stocked when the pandemic did hit. Many people that didn't know us found us. Many people that always thought about stopping finally did. And many, many people are very satisfied with the product. So yeah, it was a good thing for us.
So, you know, I guess the difference might be you've been doing the land for 131 years and, you know, Stop and Shop's only been around for 106 years. So it's that extra experience you bring to it.
Quite possible.
Mike is a no-nonsense guy. Catherine, if I want the Austin Brothers Valley Farm beef, where can I get it?
We have a small farm store right here at the farm in Belchertown. Phoenix Fruit Farm on 181 in Belchertown also carries our product, and the new Sunderland Collaborative, we offer things on there also.
Oh, excellent. That bright light of the, you know, another business coming out of so many businesses closing and collaborating with a bunch of different farms to get this great stuff out there.
You also can find our product at Sutter Meats on King Street.
We've seen that a lot of people are really looking to be able to be outside in a way that feels safe, that they can bring their families. What's going on the farm right now that might offer that opportunity to families?
We opened a corn maze several years ago, and we're really geared up for kids. Everybody really enjoys that maze. There's a hay ride that goes with it. You go out to the cow pasture, and I bring some hay with me. Kids can feed the cattle off the hay wagon, or anybody can. And the maze, we got 2 mazes, a big maze for older people, and a kid's maze with a storybook in there, and pick your own pumpkins as well.
I'm glad you have a grown-up maze, and that grown-ups can feed the hay to the cows, because I was feeling a little bit left out for a second there.
Yeah, okay.
You got a favorite cut of beef, Catherine?
Oh, I gotta say, it's gotta be the ground beef patties around here. I feed a crew during hay season and corn chopping season and, well, just about any night of the week. And when you need something quick, we pull those out pretty handily.
What about you, Mike?
You know, the hamburgers are a pretty tough thing to beat, but I do like a ribeye.
Nice. Mike and Catherine Austin from Austin Brothers Valley Farm in Belchertown. They've been a farm since Benjamin Harrison was president. And as, you know, we head into another presidential election, that puts things in a little bit of perspective for you, how long this farm has been there, transitioning out of dairy into beef, but still local heroes in Belchertown. And Phil Corman from CESA, who are the local hero folks. Find out more at buylocalfood.org.